A public hearing will be held February 4 for BD Living's proposal to build 3 condo towers on Spring Street at Electronic Avenue in Port Moody's downtown and a non-market residential building up to 9 stories a little further west on Spring. The 3 towers of 32, 34 and 38 stories will comprise about 983 strata homes. They'll be built atop podiums with up to 72,118 square feet of commercial and office space, as well as a childcare facility for up to 107 kids. The non-market building, near Spring and Moody Streets, would provide up to 50 safe, affordable, transitional apartments for 6 to 18 months to women and children escaping abusive situations. In December, Port Moody senior planner Dayan Teodorovic told Council BD Living is also working with the Kikum, Kwik Wetlam, First Nation to include another 20 units of below-market rental homes in one of the towers. But if that deal falls through, the transitional facility could be expanded from 6 to 9 stories. Teodorovic said the developer also eliminated 58 studio apartments from the towers but increased the number of 1 and 2 bedroom plus den units, as well as those with 3 bedrooms. He said the 2 and 3 bedroom units now account for 51% of all the apartments, exceeding the city's policy to encourage the construction of family-friendly units. Teodorovic also said adjustments to the size of the building's floor plates, along with other architectural tweaks, mean many units will have more square footage and smaller apartments will be configured more efficiently. The commercial podiums will be anchored by a public plaza that serves as a kind of outdoor living room for residents and the community. The project requires amendments to Port Moody's official community plan and zoning bylaws to proceed. During council's consideration of second reading of those amendments in December, several councillors said they were eager to hear from residents. "I want to hear more from the greater community," said Caun. Kyla Knowles, "I hope they come out in droves." To help ensure that happens, council approved an amendment to send notices of the public hearing to every address in the city, an initiative that was delayed by the Canada Post strike. But Caun. Haven Lerbecki said she expects to hear dissatisfaction about the project. "It's not the community's vision," she said, adding residents are fearing the impact such a large development will have on traffic, parks, infrastructure, and all the things that people love about Port Moody. The public hearing commences at 7 p.m. Comments can be made in person or electronically. Submissions can also be made in writing before 12 p.m. on February 4 by emailing clerks@portmoody.ca, faxing 604-469-4550, or mail to City Hall, C.O. Clerk's Office. Megaphone got an opinion on this story or any others in the Tri-Cities? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to newsroom@tricitynews.com. Cell phone with arrow. Want to stay updated on Coquitlam, Port Moody, and more in Belcarra News? Sign up for our free daily newsletter. Speech balloon words missing in an article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing.